Welcome to Cyber IQ Weekly, your essential briefing on regulatory intelligence. I'm Alex, and joining me as always is our lead analyst, Sarah.
Thanks, Alex.
It's a busy week with 11 regulatory developments across 6 jurisdictions and several critical deadlines landing in the next fortnight.
Indeed. What are the absolute top stories our listeners need to be aware of right now?
The big news is that EU Artificial Intelligence Act enforcement is now live, with the AI Office's supervision and fining powers over general-purpose AI model providers becoming exercisable on August 2. We also have critical deadlines for the Netherlands' transposition of the NIS 2 directive on August 15th and China's new data security risk assessment rules on August 20.
Let's dive into the EU AI Act first. What does enforcement is live mean in practical terms, and what should organizations be doing?
It means the general date of application for the EU Artificial Intelligence Act was August 2, 2026. On that same day, the AI Office's supervision and fining powers over general-purpose AI, or GPAI, model providers became exercisable. The European Commission has also opened channels for complaints, whistleblowers, and downstream providers. While no formal enforcement action has been published yet, the powers are definitely active.
So the supervisor can now act. What's the immediate action item for our listeners? Organizations need to confirm whether any product they place on the European Union market is a general-purpose AI model or triggers Article 50 transparency duties. Crucially, they should name an owner for AI office correspondence.
You mentioned the AI Office's stated preference for technical compliance dialogues. Does this mean we should expect a softer approach initially?
Practitioner commentary does describe the AI Office's stated preference for opening with technical compliance dialogues rather than immediate formal powers. However, the practical gap for many compliance teams remains identification. Many organizations still don't know if a model they build on, fine-tune, or distribute makes them a general-purpose AI provider or a downstream provider with their own duties. For exact timing and obligations, teams should consult Regulation EU 2024/1689, together with the Digital Omnibus, Regulation EU 2026/1744, which entered into force on July 27, 2026.
That's a clear call to action. Moving to the Netherlands, what's happening with their NIS 2 law?
The Dutch Cyberbeveiligingswet, which transposes the NIS 2 directive, is confirmed to enter into force on August 15, 2026. This legislation brings an estimated 8,000-plus entities into scope, imposing new obligations related to registration, risk management, and incident reporting.
And what's the key takeaway for the Netherlands?
If you operate essential or important services in the Netherlands, you need to prepare to register with the supervisory authority and confirm your incident reporting and governance duties before August 15th.
Next, let's look at China's data security landscape. What's changing there on August 20?
China's Network Data Security Risk Assessment Measures, also known as Order No. 24, take effect on August 20, 2026. These measures, jointly issued by the Cyberspace Administration of China and other departments, require network data handlers meeting defined thresholds to conduct and document annual data security risk assessments.
What should companies be doing to prepare for this?
The critical action is to determine whether your China data processing crosses the measure's thresholds and then schedule the required annual data security risk assessment before August 20.
Looking ahead slightly, the EU Cyber Resilience Act, or CRA, has an important date in September. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes. Article 14 of the EU Cyber Resilience Act, Regulation EU 2024/2847, introduces an obligation to report actively exploited vulnerabilities and severe incidents. This duty applies from September 11, 2026. The Commission has published implementation guidance, but it's important to note that the European Union Agency for Cybersecurity, ENISA's, single reporting platform is not yet live. So, what's the immediate action item for businesses regarding the Cyber Resilience Act? Organizations should map which of their products with digital elements are in scope and stand up a 24-hour or 72-hour reporting process before September 11. Be aware that ENISA's single reporting platform may not be live at the go-live date.
Let's turn our attention to enforcement actions. What's on the radar this week?
The Federal Trade Commission, joined by Utah and California, has sued Hims and Hers. They allege the company shared consumers' sensitive health data with advertising platforms and used deceptive, dark pattern design in its subscription sign-up and cancellation flows.
That sounds like a significant privacy and consumer protection case. What's the recommended action there?
Companies should audit any sharing of health or sensitive data with advertising platforms and review their subscription and cancellation flows for dark pattern risk.
Are there any other notable enforcement actions?
Yes, the Department of Health and Human Services Office for Civil Rights, or HHS-OCR, settled a ransomware investigation with OSF Healthcare for $552,250. This settlement also includes a corrective action plan and continues the HHS-OCR's Risk Analysis Enforcement Initiative under the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, or HIPAA, security rule.
What's the takeaway from that settlement?
It reinforces the ongoing need for robust risk analyses under the HIPAA security rule, especially in the face of ransomware threats.
Sarah, thank you for breaking down these critical developments. For our listeners who want to dive deeper into these stories, where can they find more information?
You can find all the sources, the full brief, and more detailed analysis in the Cyber IQ Weekly newsletter.
That's all for this week's Cyber IQ Weekly. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter at cyberiq.com for the full brief and all the links. We'll be back next week with more actionable regulatory intelligence.